Wellness from Within, The First Step, a guide to how you can use your everyday choices to enhance your health and well-being. Brought to you by the American Holistic Health Association. Thanks for visiting our website at AHHA.org. Oh, Wellness from Within, The First Step. If you could choose to enjoy better health, would you be interested? Do increased energy, greater enthusiasm, and an enhanced sense of well-being appeal to you? How about a greater sense of joy? The good news is, these things are possible for you. Within yourself, you have the power you need to create wellness in your life. That power is your power of choice. According to the World Health Organization, health is more than the absence of disease. Health is a state of optimal well-being. Optimal well-being is a concept of health that goes beyond the curing of illness to one of achieving wellness. Oh, achieving wellness requires balancing the various aspects of the whole person. These aspects are physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. This broader holistic approach to health involves the integration of all of these aspects and is an ongoing process. The American Holistic Health Association has developed this material to help you achieve wellness in your life. It will answer some of the most commonly asked questions about the holistic approach to health and wellness and start you on your path to optimal well-being. Many of us have been brought up to believe that our health depends solely on the quality of the health care we receive. The truth is, your health is your responsibility. You are the only person who can make the lifestyle decisions that contribute to your well-being. You are the one who must take the steps to preserve your health and promote your wellness. Only you have the power to create wellness for yourself. Your power lies in the choices you make every day on your own behalf. If you react out of habit or fixed attitudes, you may not be using your choices wisely to create wellness in your life. To create wellness, you must expand your focus beyond mere physical health and one, strive to balance and integrate your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual aspects. 2, establish respectful, cooperative relationships with your family, friends, community, and the environment. 3, gather information and make informed, wellness-oriented lifestyle choices. And 4, actively participate in your health decisions and healing process. To understand wellness, it helps to think of yourself as a team made up of several members. For the team to be effective, each member, each aspect of yourself, must have its needs met and must work in harmony with the other team members. These aspects of yourself are the physical you, your body, your tangible structure in the five senses which enable you to touch, see, hear, smell, and taste the world around you. The emotional you, your feelings, your range of emotions from fear and anger to joy and love. The mental you, your thoughts, your knowledge, attitudes, and beliefs, your analytical self. And lastly, the spiritual you, your spirit, your relationship with yourself, oh, your creativity, your life purpose, and your relationship with a higher power. Oh, now, all of these aspects work together to make you a whole person. What happens to one aspect can affect all the other aspects. That's why being confined to bed with a sore back, which is physical, can lead to depression, which is emotional. Or why denying your anger, which is emotional, can lead to a headache, which is physical. This relationship between your different aspects is often referred to as the body-mind connection. Since all four parts of you must work in harmony to achieve wellness, each part needs your attention and care to perform at its best. Now, the physical you requires good nutrition, appropriate weight, beneficial exercise, and adequate rest. The emotional you needs to give and receive forgiveness, love, and compassion, needs to laugh and experience happiness, needs joyful relationships with yourself and others. And the mental you needs self-supportive attitudes, positive thoughts and viewpoints, and a positive self-image. And yes, the spiritual you requires inner calmness, openness to your creativity, and trust in your inner knowing. A comfortable, healthy balance between your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects doesn't happen accidentally. Someone has to be in charge, and that someone is always you. Your behavior and the choices you make in your life affect your health. You can choose to do more of what's good for you and the world around you, and to do less of what is harmful. You can choose to learn more about your health and the variety of healthcare options available, and you can choose how you will react in a given situation. Oh, now, in order to make wise choices, however, you must know what changes you may need to make. To help you determine your current degree of wellness, take the following short quiz. Oh, now, don't judge yourself by your answers. Simply accept yourself as you are at this moment, knowing that tomorrow is a new day and that you can always make new choices that will take you closer to the wellness you desire. Answer yes or no to the following questions. Your wellness quiz. Do you wake up with enthusiasm for the day ahead? Answer yes or no. Do you have the high energy you need to do what you want? Do you laugh easily and often, especially at yourself? Do you confidently find solutions for the challenges in your life? Do you feel valued and appreciated? Do you appreciate others and let them know it? Do you have a circle of warm, caring friends? Do the choices you make every day get you what you want? Now, if you answered no to any of these questions, congratulations! You have identified areas in your life that you may want to change. This can be valuable information. To enhance your health, you must be aware of yourself. When any aspect of yourself is out of balance, oh, it will let you know. 1. Be aware of your body. What makes it feel good and what makes it hurt? Learn to listen to your body when it communicates. 2. Be aware of your emotions. Oh, which people or activities cause you to feel happy, loving, connected, and which create feelings of anger, fear, depression. 3. Be aware of your thoughts. Which thoughts make you smile and feel good, and which bring you a frown or cause your muscles to tighten? And last, 4, be aware of your spiritual condition. What causes you to feel inner peace, joy, a sense that all is right with the world? Be aware of the intuitive thoughts which guide you to your highest good and bring the gift of creativity. Oh, when you are conscious of your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual condition, you can act quickly to prevent illness if one or more of these aspects is out of balance. For example, working on a challenging project can be exciting and stimulating. Sometimes, however, we will work past the point of exhaustion, neglecting our physical body's needs for food and rest, neglecting our emotional need for connection to others, and neglecting our spiritual need for quiet time. This sort of imbalance can lead to illness or disease, dis-ease, in one form or another. Some of us may find ourselves crying easily for no apparent reason. Others may catch a cold or develop stomach problems. Still others may find themselves binging on junk food or yelling at their mate. When this happens, it's time to call time out. Stop working and take a long, peaceful walk. Or meet a special friend for a relaxed lunch or dinner. Go to a concert. Or watch a movie. Doesn't matter really what you do, as long as it is something beneficial that will rest and refresh the neglected and overworked team members. By giving every member of your team a chance to participate, you can help yourself be well. With teamwork, you can avoid burnout from overwork, resentment from giving too much of your time to others, physical problems from inactivity or stress, spiritual emptiness from lack of time spent in reflection. We've already talked about the fact that the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual aspects of yourself must be in balance for optimal well-being. But what exactly do we mean? What sort of activities and choices lead to wellness? Oh, now, the following suggestions are some of the specific things you can do to enhance your health and promote your wellness. Physical. Oh, eat fresh, wholesome food. Avoid or limit sugar, salt, and fatty foods. Replace processed foods with fresh vegetables and whole grains as much as possible. Drink lots of pure water. In many locations where tap water is not pure, you may need to invest in a water filtration system or drink bottled water. Take time for enjoyable exercise. Some find it helpful to join a gym or lift weights. Others find activities such as dancing, walking, bicycling, and skating enjoyable and beneficial. The important thing here is to get at least 20 minutes of exercise 3 times a week. And last, get adequate rest. Many people don't realize that too little sleep may be the reason for inattentiveness or lack of motivation. Experiment to find out what your natural rhythm is and how much sleep you need to feel your best. Now, emotionally, laugh, oh, play, and have fun. Have fun often. Laughter is good medicine. And the ability to play is a necessity for a balanced life. Share your feelings with others. Oh, spend time with the people you can trust with your feelings and give them the gift of really knowing you. And lastly, create warm, loving relationships. Forgive yourself and others. If you have issues or grievances with family or friends, face the issues and recover lost emotional closeness. Now, mentally, explore new ideas. Perhaps find a hobby, take a class, read a nonfiction book, watch educational television. Cultivate positive attitudes. Oh, instead of criticizing, catch yourself and others at being good. Look for what is positive in a situation. And lastly, examine your beliefs. Listen to other points of view. When others disagree with you, try to see things through their eyes. And lastly, the spiritual aspect. Take time to be quiet with yourself. Meditate. Pray. Or go fishing. we each get in touch with our inner selves or a higher power in many different ways. Be open to your creativity. Learn to trust your innate creativity and intuitive thinking. Express the inner you. And lastly, savor the moment. Enjoy what you're doing now instead of reliving the past or anticipating the future. Be in the now. No one's life is perfect. We all have difficult situations, hard times, losses to deal with, but some people's lives seem to work better than others. Have you ever wondered why? An important difference is how they react to what happens to them. We always have a choice. In the game of life, the active participant comes out a winner, while the passive spectator is often the loser. When we allow and accept everything that happens to us as though we had no choice, we are taking a passive role in our lives. The feeling that we are victims of a circumstance, that we have no choice but to accept our lot in life, leaves us feeling helpless, hopeless, and often depressed. These negative emotions can cause our physical self to fall down on its job of taking care of itself and fighting off disease. Knowing you have a choice in how you respond in a given situation empowers you to choose what is good for you. Sometimes we may choose to accept what happens and go on with our business. Other times, it may be best to confront the situation and make our anger, hurt, or confusion known. Even if you have been passive in the past, in the future, you can choose to be active. You can learn that it's normal for others to see things differently than you do. And as an active participant in life, you can learn to accept differences and find something in common that allows you to work together for the good of all concerned. You can decide how you will get your needs met and work in cooperation with others to accomplish what is wanted. You can let others know how you wish to be treated and what you will and will not accept. Only you can set boundaries for yourself. Learning to respond differently may not happen overnight. Begin by being more aware of how you are reacting to various people and events. You can try different responses until you find the ones that work for you. With practice, your heightened sense of awareness, coupled with your power of choice, will help you establish new behaviors and create wellness. By now, you are probably beginning to realize that achieving wellness in your life will involve changing some of your behaviors. However, human beings are creatures of habit and ingrained attitudes. It takes strong desire to overcome our natural resistance to change. But the more we want to change, the easier change becomes. We usually change our behavior or attitudes for one of two reasons. One, we are afraid of what will happen if we don't change. Or two, we are excited about what will happen if we do change. While fear is a useful motivator when we are in immediate danger, it is not a good motivator for long-term change. People who change their habits out of fear often find themselves backsliding and returning to their old ways. Even people who have survived a life-threatening illness may find it difficult to maintain the kind of lifestyle necessary to promote continued health. When we change because we genuinely want to experience the positive results of change, we are much more likely to succeed. Oh, anyone who smokes cigarettes knows how difficult it is to break the habit, but every year thousands of expectant mothers do it out of love for their unborn child. To reach your wellness goals, you must first define what wellness is for you. a computer programmer, a new mother, someone who is physically challenged, a tree trimmer, and a retiree might each picture different wellness goals to support their individual lifestyles. What kind of lifestyle do you have now? What kind do you want? Think about what isn't working for you. Oh, think about what you want to change. Now, be specific. Take a moment to write down your wellness goals. For each goal, list all the positive benefits you will gain by reaching your goals. For example, quit smoking. The benefits of this could be easier breathing, more socially desirable, a kissable mouth, whiter teeth, more money to spend on clothes or entertainment. You write the list. Don't leave anything out, no matter how silly it may seem. Remember not to use fear as an inducement. Oh, in other words, don't list reduced risk of cancer as a reason for quitting smoking, even though that may be true. Don't get stuck by labeling your choices as either right or wrong. Just choose what is appropriate for you right now. Here are some wellness practices you might want to consider and incorporate in your goals. Writing them down could be: look for the positive in every situation. What would be the benefits of that? Or perhaps, be aware of my thoughts and feelings. What are the benefits here? Perhaps, eat a healthy diet. What are the benefits? Value myself and my creativity. And the benefits? Exercise regularly. Avoid alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs. Stay open to new ideas. Get adequate rest. Accept change willingly. Express emotions appropriately. Make decisions based on what I think is best. Respect myself and others. Think about these. List any additional goals and benefits. Now, hit the pause button and write down your goals, including what would be the benefit for each. Once you've determined your personal wellness goals, it's time to decide what changes you must make to achieve them. Oh, now, be patient with yourself. Creating wellness is an ongoing process. As you make more beneficial choices and fewer harmful ones, you gradually tip the scales towards wellness. You can reach your wellness goals, even difficult ones, one step at a time. The most important step is the first step. Oh, ask yourself, which change will benefit you the most? Are you willing to make this change? If so, get started on your path to wellness by making this your first step. There are a number of ways to go about changing your habits and lifestyles. Number one, practice a beneficial activity more frequently. You could remember to smile more often. Come on, smile right now, especially at people who look like they need cheering up. Number two, launch a new activity which is beneficial. You might stop at a park on your way home from work and spend a few moments to just relax and unwind. Three, replace an unhealthy choice with a beneficial one. Instead of ordering a carbonated beverage or another cup of coffee, have a glass of water or fruit juice. Four, eliminate a harmful choice. If you are a smoker, quit. This could be the most important health decision you ever make. And lastly, 5, reduce harmful practices gradually. If you have a strong sweet tooth and are not ready to completely eliminate sugar from your diet, just eat less of it as a start. As you begin to make the changes needed to achieve and enjoy your wellness, keep these important points in mind. Number 1, achieving wellness is a continuing series of small steps taken one day at a time. Since wellness isn't going to happen in a day, make a commitment to continue discovering the most appropriate methods and actions for you. 2, look for opportunities to make choices regarding behavior, fitness, and work style. As you become consciously aware of lifestyle choices, you will notice opportunities you were unaware of before. 3, understand that only active participation gets results. Oh, each day is a fresh start as you take steps towards meeting your goals. 4, at the end of each day, review and acknowledge what worked. Learn from what didn't work. Allow yourself to be human, not perfect. And 5, set a goal to try one new positive action each day or each week, depending on what works for you. And lastly, 6, as you develop a fuller understanding of the process involved, you will find that you are able to set more specific goals. Although the decision to change your lifestyle to support wellness must come from you, there are many sources available to help you along the way. The more you learn about health and wellness, the easier it will be for you to know which changes to make and the best way to implement these changes. Educational material, resource organizations, local programs, and a wide range of healthcare practitioners are some of the resources available to assist you. Educational materials. Check your local library or bookstore for books, cassettes, magazines, videos, and other self-help information. Scanning the topics of health, wellness, psychology, nutrition, and exercise will get you started. Local resources. Most communities have regularly scheduled lectures, workshops, and seminars on health-related topics. Check your newspaper and the community educational system to find out what's available in your area. Organizations. Many special interest groups exist which promote various aspects of health and wellness. In addition, there are organizations such as the American Holistic Health Association, which can link you to useful health information sources. Their resource lists include referrals to various types of healthcare practitioners, research services for conventional and alternative treatments of specific diseases, and catalogs of self-help publications. And healthcare practitioners. Oh, now find practitioners who are willing to help you reach your wellness goals. Those who can coach you and your team effectively. Establish a partnership relationship with these practitioners by being an active participant. Healthcare assistance is available from a wide variety of practitioners, acupuncturists, chiropractors, dentists, marriage and family counselors, medical doctors, naturopathic doctors, nutritionists, nurses, and psychologists are just a few. No one medical or health professional has all the answers for all conditions. Discovering what each has to offer will expand your choices. Now, no matter what type of practitioner you choose, your participation is vital. Even in an emergency, you can still participate. In most cases, you will have ample time to ask questions and then make well-informed choices. You and your practitioner each have specific roles and responsibilities in making your team the best it can be. Your role is to communicate your concerns to the practitioner. Oh, bring notes regarding your concerns and what led you to this visit. Have a list of your current medications and dosages, as well as any nutritional supplements you're taking. Describe your symptoms and concerns briefly, but thoroughly. And share what else is going on in your life and how you feel about it. Perhaps a divorce, death of a loved one, job change, etc. Now, the practitioner's role is to assess the situation and explain it to you. Read what you've written. Listen carefully to what you say. Review your symptoms. Carry out exam. Order necessary tests. Look for correlations to what else is going on in your life. Form an opinion regarding your condition and possible causes. And explain these to you in understandable terms. Now, back to your role. Understand the situation and ask for options. Oh, listen carefully and take notes. Ask questions until you understand what you need to know. And ask what options are available, what the practitioner recommends, and why. And now the practitioner's role. Explain options for addressing the situation. Present treatment choices and or action needed. Explain expected benefits and possible side effects now and perhaps in the future. Suggest what you can do to help yourself. Tell you what might happen if nothing is changed. Acknowledge that there may be other options. Be open to your desire for a second opinion. And lastly, answer your questions. Now, your role is to make an informed choice. Learn as much as necessary, contacting other sources of information if needed. Consider consequences of proposed treatment options. Get a second opinion, if appropriate. Understand how much each will cost and what your insurance will cover. Choose the treatment and/or actions you believe will work best for you and determine the best source to provide this treatment. Again, the practitioner's role is to support your recovery, provide the chosen treatment, and refer you to appropriate practitioners. And lastly, your role is take action. Commit to the chosen treatment program and/or the changes you are going to make. Be an active participant. Do your part. Work with all members of your team. Be open to changing or modifying your program if what you chose isn't working. You've learned that creating wellness in your life means learning about your options, choosing what is best for you, and acting on those choices. Oh, all of us have incredible inner wisdom. As you gather information and experience, you will gain confidence in using your inner knowing to follow your path to wellness. In the past, you may have thought there was nothing you could do. Now you know there are many options to choose from in any situation. In the past, you may have thought you had to do it the way someone else said it should be done. Oh, now you know you can choose your own path and methods. In the past, you may have thought that someone else was in control. Now you know that you're in charge and your choices give you the power to create wellness in your life. In the past, you may have thought you had to change all at once. Now you know the path to wellness is taken one step at a time. Are you ready to take your first step? You're invited right now to make a special commitment. You may want to write this down and date it. and finish this sentence. My wellness commitment to myself. I promise to make choices each day that will take me further along the path to enjoying wellness. My first step will be. Are you ready to make that commitment? Write it down, date it, and sign it. As you continue on your path to creating wellness, there are many other options waiting to help you. The American Holistic Health Association is available to assist you in finding them and serves as a national clearinghouse for self-help resources promoting health and well-being. This nonprofit organization has no affiliation with any product, service, or method of healthcare delivery. For more information, visit their website at ahha.org or contact them by mail at P.O. Box 17400, Anaheim, California, 92817, or phone 714-779-6152. American Holistic Health Association offers free material, including health information services, practitioner referrals, self-help tools, and information how you can become a member of the American Holistic Health Association. A contribution of $25 allows you to have a one-year membership, receive the bi-monthly newsletter, and receive numerous discounts from generous member companies. Your gift enables them their continued vital work, helping people help themselves to create vibrant wellness. Wellness from Within, the First Step. Copyright 2006. The American Holistic Health Association, with all rights reserved. This material is intended to be informational only and is not to be construed as medical advice. Well, please consult appropriate healthcare professionals should the need arise. The American Holistic Health Association wishes to thank all those who helped to make this project a reality. First, we want to acknowledge Susan Walter, president of the American Holistic Health Association, who conceptualized this project and mentored its progress from beginning to end. She compiled and organized the materials and coordinated the input of the many contributors. Her dedication and care ensured that the perils of group effort did not create a camel instead of a horse, and that original vision became a reality. And Dr. Alan Barnes not only supplied extensive technical guidance to this project, he contributed some of his own pre-published material. His wise counsel guaranteed that the information remained accurate and appropriate as it was translated from scientific jargon to everyday language. And to Mark Provo of Solero Recording and Production for his audio technology and transforming these concepts and information into sound, as well as providing his original music for this project. And I'm Patty Levitin, a board member of the American Holistic Health Association. It has been my honor to journey with you